Former Packers president Bob Harlan helped restore the franchise to greatness. He died on Thursday at the age of 89. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Harlan took over as team president in 1989. After years of losing, Harlan hired Ron Wolf as general manager in 1991 with Mike Holmgren, Brett Favre, and Reggie White. Soon to follow, it led to Super Bowl 31. Harlan, back in 2020, said letting Wolf and then Ted Thompson make all football decisions led to a pair of Super Bowl titles.
We had to make a change. We'd gone through 24 years of mediocrity. And those two men, I'll give Ron Wolf and Ted Thompson credit for making tough, tough decisions. And they did everything the way they felt was best for this organization.
Harlan served as president and CEO until his retirement in 2008. He was inducted into the team's Hall of Fame in 2004. With NFL free agency starting next week, the Packers restructured safety Xavier McKinney's contract, clearing cap space to get the team under the league's salary cap for the new year. Packers also will reportedly host a joint practice with the Arizona Cardinals during training camp, Arizona coached by Matt LaFleur's brother Mike. Big Ten college hockey, the Badgers crushing Penn State 7-3 last night, securing home ice for next week's Big Ten quarterfinal matchup against Ohio State. Seven different Badgers scoring goals in their 20th win of the season. Two teams will close out the regular season in Happy Valley tonight. Top-ranked Badger women routing Minnesota State 7-2 in the final face-off semifinals in St. Paul. They will play for the league's playoff title against Ohio State on Saturday. Mark Johnson's next win on the bench for the Badgers will be milestone victory number 700. Cactus League Baseball, the Brewers beat the Colorado Rockies 10-8. Garrett Mitchell homered and drove in four runs in the win. Brewers will take on the Arizona Diamondbacks in Cactus League action today. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.